forward to it. Our next guest is Brad Miller, of course, played over 150 AFL games for Melbourne and Richmond, and he's currently the Giants' forward coach, and he's been good enough to join us from Sydney on the FaceTime. Brad, welcome.
G'day. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
How are you going in the struggling through this corona crisis up in Sydney? You haven't been out on Bondi Beach or doing anything like that?
No, certainly not. No, I'm up about an hour and 20 minutes away from Sydney up the Central Coast. It's nice and quiet up here. We can avoid the beach and avoid people.
You travel around a bit, Brad. Tell us about the journey from a young bloke who grew up in Mount Gravatt in Queensland, in Brisbane, and you end up as, you're in the 50s, weren't you, as a draft selection and picked up by the Demons?
Yeah, very late, yeah, 55. So that was in 2001, I think it was, yeah.
And the journey, though, I mean, how did you become an AFL player when you grew up in a rugby union, rugby league state? I mean, the QFL was reasonably strong back in those days, but certainly as a big-bodied athlete, you would have had an opportunity to go one of three ways.
Yeah, rugby league was very strong, so that was the sport that we all played in primary school. And my old man obviously played and had relocated there for work. Mm-hmm. This is AFL. And so I was just kind of playing AFL on the rugby league field. I was always the kick for touch. I was the one who was kicking for goal and all that sort of stuff. So the transition felt kind of natural when I was about 13, 14. I wanted to give something else a try. And it was just starting to take a foothold. The Lions obviously were starting to have some success, about to play finals, and it just started to really grow around that time. Mitch Hahn had been drafted only a few years before, and then Nick Riewoldt the year before me. So it just started to really kick along. And it's kind of interesting because it is a very rugby league dominated state back in those times.
Can you just tell us whether you think it would be easier to get more kids to play if there was a zone for people in Queensland, et cetera? I know there's academies, et cetera, and it won't happen because of equalisation. But would you get more kids playing AFL footy if they knew that they could play for either Brisbane or the Gold Coast?
I don't think so, Jared. I think just the prospect of possibly making it professionally is enough motivation rather than determining where you go. I know, you know, the academy system's set up for young talent to kind of come through that way and then put their hand up and get scouts to come and have a look at them and all that sort of stuff, which wasn't around back in the day.
Brad, take us into the inner sanctum of the Giants. You joined in 2016, but the club has been up since then, the playing group being up, and as you know, being involved at the top level, being up for 4 or 5 years, it can go either way. You can either drop off the perch or you can continue to rise. After last year, just the mentality of the players before things stopped over the summer, just that growth to rebound again year after year after some disappointing finishes, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right, John. And it's you know, time will tell. It's one of those things that you can't really get a handle on. We've only played one game, and we really liked what we saw from the boys and their approach to pre-season. But it's one of those things, mate, that I can't actually get the crystal ball out and be able to tell you what's going to happen at the end of the year. You know, a lot of those guys have come back in fierce nick and really put in the work over pre-season to make amends for what was a pretty poor showing on the last day of September. But we'd had a really good final series to get to that point. And a lot of those guys are, say, hungrier, but just more prepared for that moment when it comes, I think.
Brad, obviously it's been a brutal fortnight for staff members at all 18 AFL clubs. Can you explain for us what your current situation is at the moment with the Giants?
Yeah, so been stood down, obviously waiting to hear on the announcement from one, the government, and then obviously Gill's announcement on the back of that as to when footy will resume. But we've been stood down. And, you know, so housebound like the rest of the public out there. But we're just basically waiting on those cards to fall, and then we'll determine what's going to be the best course of action for all of our staff, and what that looks like, we don't know.
And so do you get paid during this period, or what sort of agreement have you come to with the club?
No pay. So we're on leave without pay. So we got paid all of our annual leave and whatever was owing, and then after that it's leave with no pay.
You're looking after the forwards with the Giants. One of the great stories last year was the emergence of Jeremy Finlayson. Like a lot of people, he didn't have too much of the ball in the grand final, and I'm sure half the club wants to make amends for that scenario. In fact, the whole club. But, I mean, his emergence as a bloke who you probably could have picked up with a fourth or fifth round draft pick at the end of 2018... and he actually got himself to a level where people were talking about a potential All-Australian squad berth.
Yeah, it's funny. When I first arrived at the club in 2016, Jeremy was – I was the NEAFL coach back then, coaching the reserves. And you just do some things in my first pre-season where you just kind of go, where was that come from? Like, you just absolutely tear a drill apart. He just struggled for a bit of consistency, and then he was playing down back a fair part of the early years in his career, and he played on the wing in a NEFL grand final in 2016. But he's kind of been used all over, and then he's always had the talent to go forward. And then when he did, and he was actually able to catch it and then finish in front of goals, well, where we found a player.
Brad, do you ever think we'll see 100 goals in a season again? And if so, has Jeremy Cameron got the ability to do it?
Oh, if anyone does, Jezza does. He's just got one of those uncanny knacks, mate. He finds a way to kick goals. Even on some of his quieter days, he finds the big sticks. So if anyone can, he can.
And you led the Giants to the NEFL Premiership going back a few years ago. Is that sort of sparked that coaching ambition? Do you want to coach at an AFL level, a senior coach position one day?
Oh, it was definitely rewarding, that 16 final series, and obviously the first time coaching my own team. So, yeah, it was really rewarding, but where the future lies, I'm not too sure. I'm just feeling it out at the moment. I'm really enjoying this role. This is my third year with the Fords, and I've been able to develop some really close relationships with those guys, and I'm just looking to grow each year, and where that leads to, I'm not too sure.
Brad, is that how you're filling in your time at the moment? You got that on replay, that 2016 NEFL flag?
I should have. No, I don't, actually. I've been stuck out doing the yard work, mate.
Well, get inside, put the VCR on and go and watch a replay, Brad. That'll lift your spirits. Hey, thanks so much for joining us in these tough times.
Good on you, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Brad Miller there, the forward coach at the Giants.